A big rig battle at the Truck Rodeo. I'm Suzanne Perez, and welcome to The Range.
Support for The Range comes from Fidelity Bank, Goodwill Industries of Kansas, and listeners like you.
Coming up, life lessons in high school art class.
This is one of those areas that I really think is important to just our humanity.
But first, once every summer, commercial truckers in Kansas gather for the state's Professional Truck Driving Championship. It's a chance for drivers to show off their skills and to have some fun in a career field that otherwise demands a lot. Daniel Cottle reports from this year's Truck Rodeo.
A few miles outside of Mulvane, a rodeo is underway, but there are no bulls or horses here. It's the State Truck Driving Championship, known casually as the Truck Rodeo. Truckers from different companies are here to show off their knowledge and driving abilities, vying for a first-place spot and a ticket to the national championships. The event is put on by the Kansas Motor Carriers Association. Liz Eisnoggle is the executive director.
In Kansas, it's something like 84 to 89% of all of our goods are moved by motor carriers. But we don't necessarily always celebrate the people who actually make that happen.
Here, though, they are celebrated. From the stands, friends and family members cheer as their drivers engage in a little friendly competition.
Again, on the course, representing FedEx Freight is Miss Hiccup.
The event also promotes safe driving. In order to compete, truckers have to go at least a year without an accident.
So just that alone, that year of accident-free, is you're already a winner for what it takes as us as drivers on the road all the time.
That's Jason Damron, a trucker for Convoy Systems. At this year's rodeo in Mulvane, he earned his fourth trip to the national contest. Drivers compete in groups based on what class of truck they drive, and they're scored in three different areas. There's a written test, a pre-trip safety check, and then the actual driving course.
For us drivers, it's more like a family camaraderie. It's not just about the competition, it's about the people you meet and make friends with. And I have friends all over this country that I've made through nationals.
Some truckers enjoy the event so much, they end up working as volunteers to keep it going. Bob Oswald has helped coordinate the last two events after representing Walmart on the course in past rodeos.
They worked hard all year long to be accident-free, and to get to an event like this, you just want them to relax, have fun. You've already made it. You know, just enjoy it and give it your best shot.
Of the 77 truckers competing in Kansas this year, there were three women. That includes April Bassett, a FedEx driver who finished first in the straight truck class.
It has made me a far better driver because I'm able to understand the movement of my vehicle and making me safer while I'm out there on the road with everybody.
For drivers like Bassett, trucking is its own reward.
My favorite view out there is when the fields are covered in snow and it's peppered with black trees and stuff. You can see the little cow. It's just so beautiful to me. I love the plains. I love driving in Kansas.
But it certainly doesn't hurt to be recognized from time to time. For The Range, I'm Daniel Cottle.
There's more of Daniel's story on the Truck Rodeo at KMUW.org. Most modern high schools are dealing with tight budgets and an ever-increasing pressure to focus on core subjects like English, math, and science. But some are finding ways to make fine arts a priority. Torin Anderson caught up with Derby High School teacher Natalie Brown, who shows students how to mold clay into works of art.
As we come in, we still have, one of the things that's unique at Derby is we still have a true black and white darkroom. And that's our first class, and then we're going to go into K-3, which is my main home, and it is the primarily wheel and sculpture room.
Brown welcomes me into a room with 24 throwing wheels. Shelves line two walls by the door. A third wall is nearly all window. The last wall has doors to other storage, office space, and kiln rooms.
We are able to mix our own glazes as well as use different commercial products. But yeah, we can take up to 24 students at a time throwing on the wheel at the same time.
She continues down a long list of skills and knowledge learned inside these walls. Brown is not the only ceramics instructor.
We have essentially 2.5 positions teaching just clay. When I came into the program, we had a really strong clay program. Brian Knott, who was my predecessor over 20 years ago, had developed the clay program. And like I said, when they'd done an addition, they built a new clay room, but the old room wasn't getting utilized. I said, well, if we can utilize both rooms.
And there, Brown learned that if you build it, students would come.
And we had such high demand. My schedule was always full and I was on overload. We actually had the numbers to justify another position. So we had some staffing changes. The administration actually added another position. And then about 5 years ago, we actually had another art position.
Interested students respond deeply and build on what Derby offers year after year.
By the time I have some of my seniors that are really dedicated to working in art, I have kids that are here, honestly, their senior schedule, maybe most of one of their days of the block schedule, and they love it.
As much time as Brown spends building and teaching classes, she still prefers to be another tool at their disposal.
I told the kids, I said, think of me as a resource in the classroom. I'm here just as much of a resource as the wheels or books or anything else. You know, if you're going, hey, I saw this, can we do this? In most cases, because of my background in clay, I'm going to go, oh yeah, we could do that. Like, I think we have the stuff for it. And, you know, we'll go and find materials, whatever it is they're wanting to do, and they can kind of explore and try wherever it is.
Brown thinks creativity is what will set us apart into the future.
The arts are just so essential to people right now, and I think just for everybody, you know, if you have that desire to do something artistic, do it. You know, I think it's great for our mental health. It's great for your dexterity of your hands. It's just a different way of using your brain, and you don't have to be good at it. With everything right now heading towards technology, this is one of those areas that I really think is important to just our humanity, is just the ability to create. And that's, you know, I think that's just a really important skill for everybody to have.
For The Range, I'm Torin Anderson.
Torin Anderson explores the local art scene each month. There's more of Torin's story on the Derby High School Ceramics Program at KMUW.org. Before we go, a few words on happy accidents. Birds are messy eaters, so I wasn't shocked when the ground beneath our backyard feeder started sprouting a healthy crop of weeds. The swath is tucked between the fence and our bird bath, too narrow to reach with the lawnmower. Unpacking the trimmer seemed like a chore, and so did pulling the weeds by hand, so we just kind of let them grow. And about a week ago, a bright yellow bloom appeared, a happy, healthy, accidental sunflower. Had I intentionally planted sunflowers in our garden and fertilized and fretted over them the way I do with our tomatoes and cucumbers, I doubt they would have survived. But this one, sown by starlings and tended by nothing but sun, wind, and rain, has thrived and bloomed. A lesson on the beauty of summertime and surrender. Thanks for joining us on The Range. Our producers are Beth Golay and Jonathan Huber. Our digital producer is Hugo Fan, and Torin Anderson composed our theme music. The executive producer of The Range is Fletcher Powell. I'm Suzanne Perez, and this is KMUW, NPR for Wichita.
Each story you hear on Planet Money starts with a question. What happens if we refund tariffs? Why are groceries so expensive? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious, because the forces shaping our world can be hard to see. Follow NPR's Planet Money wherever you get your podcasts and start seeing how the economy really works.